preconception care is a range of health interventions that women and their families and their partners can undertake prior to getting pregnant to improve the health of the mum during pregnancy, the growth of the baby, and the health of the baby after birth.
So basically maximising health for mum and bub.
Yeah.
What sort of things encompass preconception care?
Well, the mainstream approaches often include anything from screening for existing viral infections and immune things, like making sure people have had their rubella vaccinations beforehand and they do some blood tests to confirm that that's all active and what have you. Reducing alcohol and smoking prior to pregnancy, getting women to start thinking about how they're going to manage that during pregnancy if they do drink and smoke, so that they're not exposing the baby to that risk during, you know, the pregnancy itself. And also some other things that have been given a lot of support from the World Health Organization, like making sure folic acid status is really quite at a good level. So they've got lots of green leafy vegetables, or they're taking folate tablets or things.
Where do women get this information from to help maximize their healthiness during pregnancy?
Well, I guess that's the question. And there's not really a good answer. So I've just undertaken a review that's looked at that information, and we've basically found that everyone identifies, all the health professionals identify it's important. The GPs are probably best placed to talk to women about these things, but they don't feel that they have enough training to really have good quality conversations with women about the intricacies of it, or the time to do anything more than just ask for a few tests and recommend that they stop smoking. There's a bigger conversation that needs to happen. There's good evidence for a whole range of things being important in the preconception period that GPs don't necessarily have, as I said, the knowledge or the time to have conversations with women about. So I don't think there's a really good answer for that.
That 15-minute consult isn't enough to give women all the information they need.
That 15-minute consult is not enough. And the other side is that a lot of GP consultations are patient-driven. So you sit down in front of the GP and the GP says, what can I help you with today? The GP's not thinking, and while you're here, you're a healthy young woman, you might be thinking about getting pregnant in the next 2 years, let me talk to you about preconception care. It just doesn't happen. And even for patients with chronic health problems that they've been managing all of their life, like type 1 diabetes, where they have regular appointments with the doctor, and they're coming into an age where they've got they're more likely to be looking to get pregnant, the doctors are still not having those conversations with the women very frequently. And the question is, how do you best prepare women when the doctors aren't leading the conversation and the women don't know to ask?
So who's left apart from the internet?
That's pretty much it. And I think that the problem is women don't know that this can even happen. We're not even educating women that preconception care has value, that other than taking folic acid, which seems to be getting out there a little bit, but there's a bunch of other things that people can be doing. And even reducing alcohol and cigarette, people think about it as something you would do during the pregnancy, but that there's actually good evidence that not having alcohol or cigarettes 3 months before getting pregnant is also important for the health of the placenta, which affects the blood flow to the baby and its nutrients and its growth and everything that is associated with that. So that information's just not getting out there, and we actually need some responsibility within the health service delivery to make sure that someone takes that responsibility.
You mentioned there that it's good for the placenta. Are there any other benefits that come from good preconception care?
There's a number of health complaints that women can develop during pregnancy, which are less likely to occur if they have good preconception care. So there are things like gestational diabetes and preeclampsia, even just weight gain, excessive weight gain and obesity. There's a number of different things for the mum, but also for the overall development of the baby. After birth, they've found that lots of factors, including later in life, there's growing evidence that even as babies mature, that if they've had these good health and start, then they're much more able to be healthy and successful young people as they grow up.
So your recent paper has looked at the attitudes of women and health professionals to preconception care.
Yes.
What are the women's attitudes to preconception care?
Mostly the women who access preconception care don't feel like they're getting the sort of care that they need. They don't necessarily feel as though the information that they need is available. They don't know where to go to get the information. And the thing is, the most important finding out of my review is that we don't know enough about that because no one's bothered to ask them. most of the research that's been done that looked at attitudes and perceptions towards preconception care has asked the health professionals what they think should be happening. But there's only been four papers ever published that's actually looked at what women think should be happening and what they're looking for, where they would go, who they would feel comfortable talking to, and the sort of information that they need and support that they need to make the changes in their life.
And what are women saying they would like to see?
The biggest thing they're looking for is holistic care and time and support in making lifestyle changes and good, clear information about what they need to do.
Does anybody offer that care?
No, not a specific service, and certainly not to generally healthy women. There are little pockets that are set up for specific health complaints. So going back to my example before, type 1 diabetes, you know, there'll be a specialist services that'll be set up for patients with type 1 diabetes if they're thinking about getting pregnant to go and have specialised preconception care support and thyroid disorders and those sorts of things. But even understanding that, pretty much all the research for chronic health is focused on type 1 diabetes, and yet there's a list of 6, 8, 10 conditions that are known conditions that need preconception care support, and we haven't even bothered to research what women are looking for or what they want out of those conditions. There's not a single study looking at, as I said, thyroid disorders and what women with thyroid disorders want.
The health professionals, seems to be ample, yes, evidence for them. What do they think preconception care needs?
They think it needs to happen. They agree that preconception care is important. Health professionals are very aware of that, but they aren't really clear who should be providing that information. Midwives are saying, actually, it's not our job, it's not in our place, because by the time we see women, they're already pregnant. Community health nurses are happy enough to do it, but again, mostly that women are accessing them postnatally, so they can provide what's often called as internatal care, which is, I see you've had another baby, I'm not sure if you're thinking about having another one. If you are, there are some things you could probably be doing in preparation. So it's primarily coming back to the general practitioners again, and they identify that it's important, but they don't know that there's a place for it. And I think that this is in the service that they provide, and this is the gap that we've identified, and that we're looking at what other practitioners, and you know, is it pharmacists who are providing much more community level care, and people just come in and ask questions who might be able to have those conversations? Is it complementary medicine practitioners, where we know that women are more likely to use them, and that women who are pregnant are using them, and women are actually going to them for a lot of fertility-related complaints as well. So there may be that they're a health resource that we can be tapping into to help support good preconception care education and support.